Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Everything Speaks Sunday. We're back on the air. We'll be here every day at 7 o'clock. So, though if you want to hang in there with us, you know, just make sure you have the number 516-453-9230, 9230. And what we'd like to do before we start, we're going to start every show with an assertion because we don't pray, because we know who we are. So we assert into the universe what we want. And we know that through action and reaction, it will come back to us. You know, as I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy, and that I am a former of that divine energy. As I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and preserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ and Allah. I am grateful to be a part of this great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now we're going to make this assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. Now let's think about it. The whole thing is about what you want and what you desire. They say that they tell you that God is in control. Well, they're absolutely right. God is in control. The question is, who's God? This is the tyrannical church of Christ and Allah. We would like to play part of our national anthem, and then we'll proceed with the broadcast, okay? That's if the switchboard is working properly. Age of freedom has come. We're not talking about freedom today, but everything that we will be broadcasting to you is related to your freedom, both physically and mentally. So we want you to get a better understanding of what's going on and what's happening out there. So today's topic will be on, we're going to be discussing Genesis 1:26. That's most important because most of us in every religion, every group, they have one thing in common, okay? I don't care if you're Buddhist, Hindu, Christian, Neanderthalism, whatever you're calling yourself out there, okay? They all have one thing in common, that you were created. So that's going to be our topic for today, because we're going to go through some things based on everything we're telling you, based on the Bible and the tyrannical scriptures, okay? What we're going to be telling you today is we're going to discuss today why, when we read the Bible, we come up with made and not created, okay? The translators, I don't know who the translators were, what their spiritual preference were, or any of that, and what their agenda was when they translated the Bible and gave you some things that will lock you into an everlasting mental slavery where you have no control. Okay? At this point, freedom, see, they never give you the proper definition of freedom, but freedom means control. And you want freedom in your government, ask yourself, how much control do you actually have over your government? Okay? That will give you an indication of exactly how free you are and how much freedom you can exert to get things done in your government, right? Now, we're talking about 1 Timothy 6. Now, what does 1 Genesis 1, well, what does Genesis 1:26 have in it that would take you away from being under the control of the master, okay, and make you the master, all right? First of all, we want to say something to you. You are a slave master. Oh, no, I ain't no slave master. I don't even believe in slavery. No, see? You don't believe in somebody else controlling your slave. That's what you're actually saying when you say, I don't believe in slavery. You know what I'm saying? Because your physical body is your slave. It will do whatever you ask it to do. Don't care whether it's good or bad. It will ask you. It will do whatever you ask it to do. Your physical body don't care whether it's good or bad or conscious or unconscious. Your physical body don't care. But your spirit, that consciousness, that incorporeal entity that lives inside of this flesh, that's the controlling factor, okay? That's where the freedom of the slave comes from. Because when you control your physical so that you can do whatever you want with the physical, now as a slave, now you become a slave master, and the physical becomes your slave. Okay? Now you are the master of your destiny on the physical plane. Because on the physical plane, we get things done through our physical entity. That physical entity is where the work is what does the work. Okay? Your consciousness provides for you an avenue or a way or a plan for the physical to do things, okay? But the physical is what actually does the work. What we're giving you is Bible 2.0. The 1% went into the Bible. They took things out that would allow them to conquer the world. And they left things in so that they can control your slave. That's why you say, oh, religion is just manipulation and so on, so on, so on, so on. The worst thing that they can happen is for you to wake up and become free. And for you to become free, freedom means control. For you to become free, you have to be in control. I think I texted the wrong number out tonight, but that's okay. We're going to be on the air every night, all right? So whatever I did today, you know, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I know that once I wake up tomorrow, I can change whatever mistakes I made yesterday. Because as long as I'm on this side of the dirt, whatever's going wrong, I can fix it. I can make it right. I can make it better. But I have to be here to make it better. Now we're talking about 1:26. What does 1:26 say that's so profound that the 1% and those that are making sure that your slave is in control, is being controlled, by the 1%, who know that they're God. So when you say, when they tell you God is in control, they're telling you the 1% is in control. That's what they're telling you. Now, let's deal with that. Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creepy thing, and everything that creepeth upon the earth." So God, you follow what I'm saying? So here they said, let us make man, right? Think about that, okay? Let us make man in our image. Now, to make something and to create something is two different things, okay? And we go on to 27, so God, then it changes up. You want to come from? We're not making no more. They switch the language so that you don't understand what's going on. Then they bring and create the language in so that you're going to be less than and not equal to. And not equal to. Because think about it. If you were created, okay, then you can never be equal to that which created you. It's only kind of sense. So if you think that you were created, there's always something over you, okay, that created you. But if you know that you were made, but that's something different, okay? So when they switch to the language, instead of saying, so God made men in his own image, in the image of God, made he him, male and female, made he them. See what I'm saying? They took the word made out and put the word created in. Think about it. The clues are there, but if somebody wants to control your slave, they don't want you in control over that slave. All the New Age preachers right now, what are they telling you? God is in control. See what I'm saying? But if you don't know who God is, you don't know who is in control. Every religion got a different God. Okay? You got Allah, you got Buddha, you got Jesus, you got Hare Krishna, you got Elohim, you got... How can there be so many gods if there's only supposed to be one God? Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? I believe in the one God who created everything, the heavens and the earth. The one God is all humanity functioning as one. That's when God becomes one. When every man, woman, and child on the planet has the same mindset, then you have the one God. They ain't been one God here for a long time, okay? When you talk about that one God, we ain't talking about nobody sitting up on a stool up there looking over you like Big Brother, watching everything that you do, like Santa Claus, huh? Nah. So they want you to have that mindset. That's why they give you the story of Santa Claus. Knows when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake, knows what you do, so be good for goodness sake. Come on. That's Big Brother. They got cameras everywhere. They mount to your phones, everything you're doing. Hello? They're controlling every aspect of your life. If something's going on in your life and they don't like it, oh, man. If something's going on in your life and they don't like it, what do you think they do? Huh? They change the laws. And you have to obey the laws or they fine you and throw you in jail. That's who's in control. God is in control, okay? But not the God you're thinking about. Okay, we're talking about the 1%. That's who's in control. That's the God that's controlling you right now. You want to be the God that controls you right now. God is one, throughout the scriptures, God is one that manipulates source energy for its own purpose. That's God. Are you manipulating source energy for your own purpose? Oh, wait a minute. You don't think in terms of source energy. Ah, now we got another problem. Okay. We don't went from being made to being created. Okay. So let's stick with the made aspect of us for a minute so you have a better understanding of what's going on, okay? Your mother and father didn't create you. They made you. What did they make you from? They made you from the material that was in existence, okay? They didn't go out and make some and create some energy that wasn't here, create some energy that wasn't in existence. No, that's not what they did, okay? They made you from what they were made out of, okay? Let's take this back to the so-called beginning, right? When I say beginning, I'm talking about the uncaused cause, tyrannical structures. Something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Can't go back further than that, okay? You can constantly go back to there had to be an uncaused cause. At one point, you had to get to the point that something was already here. Now, what that something is, has to be the only thing that cannot be created or destroyed. What is that? Energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. You are made up out of energy. If you are made up out of energy, how could you be created? You had to be made. If I chop down a tree and make a chair out of wood, didn't create the chair. I made the chair from existing material. I made the chair from the tree. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Well, maybe I can make a tree. No. You plant the seed, okay, and the tree grows. See, the tree grows from the tree. The tree grows from the seed. You don't make a tree. You grow a tree. You don't make the food that you eat. You grow the food that you eat. I mean, you don't create the tree. You don't create the food that you eat. You make your food that you eat. That's why when you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go make breakfast. See, they have you using the words, interchangeably because you don't know and they want to keep it that way. They do not want you to know what's going on and how conscious the people were that actually laid this Bible out for you. Okay? They keep you stuck on the stories that bring you to the point. But they never talk about the point. Because the point is very important. Because the point will determine whether you are free or not. Whether you're in control, whether you are in control of your life. They do not want you in control. And, you know, it's easier when you think in terms of someone else's control and what I'm doing, all I got to do is and they're helping me out. See, when they tell you that God is in control, they're absolutely right, okay? Because the energy of the universe works for you, through you. That's what's going on. Your thinking, your thought process, that's what makes you be successful or unsuccessful. You have to fight your way through the nonsense that they have put in your mind. They put that stuff in your mind and you have no idea what they're doing and why they're doing it. Well, that's what Bible 2.0, that's what we're here to talk about today. That's why we're calling it Bible 2.0, because we're not going to talk to you about the same nonsense that when you're going to church and talk about, okay? We're not going to give you that nonsense, right? Now, when you say, well, I believe that if I pray to Jesus, then I'm going to get what I want. Well, believe it or not, you absolutely will. If you believe strongly enough that you're going to get what you want, you'll actually get it. But it ain't coming from Jesus. That's what they don't want you to know. ain't coming from Buddha. It ain't coming from Hare Krishna. It's not coming from Elohim. It's coming from what we call the All, or what they call it, Allah. Okay? Everything in the universe at the same time, that's the All. That's Allah. We have to get you a better understanding of it. See, they say Allah-hi. Okay? But it's the All that you're dealing with. So we're not, when we say Christ and Allah, okay, we're going to be changing our tone. Instead of saying Christ and Allah, we're going to see Christ and All. Okay? Okay? Christ and All. All right? See, because once you say Allah, they have tainted the term. They say Allah, He. Well, you can also say Allah, She, if you want. Because energy is both negative and positive. Energy is both male and female. Now, we're not saying negative and positive because negative is bad and positive is good. These are the terms that they've been throwing out to you. Okay? Negative and positive is not good or bad. See? Whatever works for you, they call that positive. Whatever works against you, they call that negative. Okay? But what's working against you could be positive to somebody else. I'm sitting up in medical school. I don't want to be a lawyer. A medical school is negative for me because I really don't want to be here. It's not working for me, okay? But you got all the medical students who want to be doctors, it's positive for them. Now, I transfer to law school. If one of the medical students transfer to law school to me, they're going to be miserable. That's because law school going to be negative for them because it's not what they want, see? You have to stop thinking in terms of negative and positive, one being evil and one being good. One is what you want and one is what you don't want. What you don't want becomes negative and what you do want becomes positive. But negative is not evil and positive is not good. It's just what you want. See what I'm saying? When you crank your car up, there's no evil between negative and positive in that battery. It's just states of energy and how the energy exists. Okay? You have the zero, right? You have the zero. And you have the right side of the zero and the left side of the zero. Okay? So when you have a whole bunch of energy, you're on the right side of the zero. When you have very little energy, you're on the left side of the zero. There's indicators of what you have. That's what they are. That's what negative and positive is. It's indicative of what you have and what you want for you. That's what's going on, okay? We're breaking it down. This is Bible 2.0. We want you to know what's going on, all right? We want you to understand exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it, and the way that they're doing it, all right? The 1%, before they knew what was going on, all right, you had the 1% in Africa. 1% has always been here with you. Okay? You had the 1% in Africa, right? This is what the story of Yahshua is all about. With in the first stages of the Bible, when they're talking about Mary and Jesus and the baby and all that, well, that's all written up in Kemetic history. All right? That whole story, so that Isis and them, okay, or Aset, whatever language you want to use, they wanted the people to worship them. That's what that was all about. They wanted the people to stop worshiping their real power. Thus began the decline of the Kemetic Empire. That began the decline of the Kemetic Empire. They gained a whole lot of power quick with the virgin birth and all that story. They gave a lot of power with that, you know? But the power, once it reached the peak, there was no way for it to go. It had declined. The United States is set up with that system, all right? Because the Kemetic system was a republic where you have a private army. Professional army, that's when the first republic came about, was set up by Nama, Michael and Abdul Hyksos, and he had to conquer southern Kingdom or southern Egypt, which the guy with his hand in southern Egypt was called the Scorpion King. Okay? So that's where we are there. And once that republic was set up, that brought about the decline of the Kemetic Empire. I'm telling you, that brought about the decline of the Kemetic Empire. And the Europeans come through learning at the time of the decline of the Kemetic Empire, not at its really real height. Okay, it seemed like it was at its height, but it wasn't. It was on its way out. It was on a decline. That's what was going on with the Kemetic Empire. Okay. Now, what we have to do at this point, we have to realize that the system that you're being governed under don't work for you. There is no freedom for the people under this system. Only the 1% actually become free. And they're kind of a slave themselves because the way the system is set up, they're kind of a slave to it. But they know who they are. They know what's going on. That's why at a certain time it makes you call them Lord and Master and all that, because they realize, hey, I'm God. I'm in control of this thing. So when they decided that they wanted something, they didn't go ask nobody for it. They just went out and took it. Okay? There's two cultures that we're dealing with. Okay? We'll talk about that for a minute. We're talking about the dog-eat-dog culture and a reap-what-you-sow culture. How you dancing and jumping around, all that has nothing to do with culture. Okay? Those are the things that they do to tie you into culture. I want you to understand that. They have things that they do to tie you into the culture. All your sports. Your sports is not based on what you sell. None of it. Sports is based on dog-eat-dog. Your opponent make a mistake, capitalize on it. Take the game. Chess, dog-eat-dog. Okay? You put that pawn in the wrong place, you gobble him up. I'm worried about his feelings. You know what I mean? He made a mistake. Doggy dog, I got you. Suck that pawn, you know? Just the doggy dog culture. Reap what you sow is different. You won't enact on a person without the understanding that it's going to come back to you. So you don't do things that you don't want to come back to you. If you don't want people, that's what the Ten Commandments is all about. The Ten Commandments is based on a dog-eat-dog culture, not reap what you sow. Don't kill because you don't want nobody killing you. You don't mess with nobody's wife because you don't want nobody messing with your wife. Come on. That's reap what you sow culture. All right? You don't go take your neighbor's stuff. You don't want him coming over here messing with your stuff. So leave his stuff alone. You know, you leave his stuff alone. That's what we're talking about. That's the reap what you sow culture. Okay? Now, at this point, we're going to let you know who we are and what's going on. This is Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. This is Elohim speaking. We're going to be dealing with the Bible 2.0 every day. And we're going to take certain passages from the Bible, topping it all with the tyrannical scriptures. You know, most of you don't have a copy of the Tyrannical Scriptures, okay? But if you leave your name, if you let us know that you want a copy, we'll make sure that you get a copy, okay? But we're talking about, but most of the stuff that you can find in Tyrannical Scriptures is actually in your Bible, too. But we have to break it down. We have to explain. The Tyrannical Scriptures are bringing you into a new system based on read what you sow. Okay? And that system will save the planet once it's activated. Okay? Once that system is activated, it will save the planet. Because we're dealing with the five tribes working together as one. And so we can become that one God. Okay? Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Those are the five tribes. You can go into all the hues and all that kind of stuff if you want, but we're not going there. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. If all in between one of them colors, just step up to one step up to one or the other, whichever one you want to claim. So we're Elohim, five tribes, and corp. That's who we are. Function under tyrannical scriptures. Okay? Under the church of the tyrannical church of Christ on the law. All right? This is what's going on. Some of the names come from past past guys that are not here with us no more. Or the Amira, okay, he's not here with us no more. And Alpha Omega, he's not here no more. But the terms and some of the terms that we're using come from those brothers, you know. And we appreciate them, and we hope that they're having a great journey out there in their incorporeal form. All right. So this is who we are, Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Law. That's who we are. All right. When we say church, we're talking about that physical thing, that physical body that you're in. That's the church that we're talking about. Right. We're talking about Christ. We're talking about our consciousness. Okay. Now Jesus, the Christ, he rose to that consciousness. Prophet Muhammad, he rose to that consciousness. He was Christ as well. Check the teachings. Read the Quran, read the Bible, the talking points that push you into becoming who you are, pretty much the same. It's just that the 1% do not want you in control of your life. They want to be in control of your life. And that's what's going on. They want to be in control of that slave. I shouldn't say your life. They want to be in control of that slave. But basically, you get a little warm in here. I'll straighten this little air out here. There we go. The 1% want to be in control of your life. Okay? So we're going to be here every day, 7 o'clock. 7 days a week. We're going to be here every day at 7 o'clock. And we're going to be teaching Bible 2.0. We're going to be going through some things that we want you to understand. This is the first broadcast kicking us off. Now, for some reason, my Texas didn't go out. Don't know why, but we'll straighten that out tomorrow. Okay? Figure it out why my text didn't go out. We'll straighten that out tomorrow. So I'm going to be texting you 2 or 3 times. You might get 2 or 3 texts just to figure out what's going on. But we'll be here every day at 7 o'clock. So this is going to be Elohim. And Elohim Speaks. Bible 2.0. Call. Right? And we're going to be going through the Bible. We're going to start at the very first part of the Bible. And we're not going to debate the scriptures with you. We don't do that. Because where you live at is where you're supposed to be at. And where I live at is where I'm supposed to be at. So I'm just going to give you the consciousness of where I am. Okay? Now, if you have a different conscious understanding, that's fine. Well, Jerry, you got this. Sit in the mic and state your point. State your case. And that's fine. And that's where we leave it at. So it's not going to be, well, do you think so-and-so and I like so-and-so and somebody said that? No. These are my statements. You can like them, that's fine. You can leave them, that's fine. You can learn from them, that's fine. Whatever you want to do with them. Once I make the statements are out there, right? If you have a better understanding of the statements that I'm making or passages that I'm reading, that's fine too. Where you live at is where you live at. We're not trying to change anything about you. We're just dropping information. You can do with it whatever you will. If you take the information, put it in your wallet, and never open it, and never take it out your wallet again, that's fine. You can have $100 in your wallet. If you don't know it's there, you can be hungry and starving. But don't know that $100 is in your back pocket, you'll be in trouble. Okay? So we're going to give you the money to put in your wallet. When you take it out, if you decide to spend it, that's on you. If you want to leave it in your wallet, that's on you. Okay? Based on what you're understanding and where your conscious level is. All right? That's what's going on, okay? Just like I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this switchboard here. Well, this is the first time we've been back on the air for a minute. And we're not going anywhere. We're going to be here 7 days a week, okay? I think my phone, no, the call didn't drop, so I'm still here. According to my laptop, I'm still here. So we're going to keep going, okay? Now, I have a CD on the market. It's called A Christ Has Come, all right? I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Are you telling me that Jesus came back? I'm telling you that Jesus is in your mirror, okay? I'm telling you that Christ was within. All right? Now, in history, there was no Jesus Christ in history. There was a Yahshua ben Pandera in history, okay? But if you research Jesus Christ and go Google it, whatever you want to do. Once you hit Constantine, there is no more Jesus Christ, okay? Now, if you research Yahshua ben Pandera, it would take you all the way back to Kemet, where he was born in a cave, in Kemet, not in Bethlehem. I'm just saying, you can Google, we're talking about Yahshua ben Bandera, so you can Google him. There was a Bandera family, they had Bandera temples and every doggone thing else. So they were there, right? Okay? But they can't find no physical evidence of a Jesus Christ. I'm just saying. Go back 2,000 years, look for the evidence of Jesus Christ. There's no evidence of Jesus Christ. See, because Christ is not a last name, it's a title. You will be finding Jesus the Christ, but not a Jesus Christ. They're tricking you because they want to be in control over your slave. And that's what's going on every doggone day. They work hard. They spend millions of dollars to control the slave, you know? Now, what's their biggest partner in crime? What did they come up with? Well, they can go inside your brain, get you to do stuff, and come out and leave you just as backwards as he was when they went in. It's the cartoons, man. This is how they're accessing your brain. See the cartoons. I shouldn't say the brain, the software that they're programming you with. That's the back door to the software. This is how you get to understand your children. Learn what their favorite cartoon is. That cartoon will give them a profile, a psychological profile of where your child's mind is. See what I'm saying? And what your child is leaning towards. If your child's complicated, if your child is simple, if your child want to be a savior of the world, if your child want to be a controller of the world, all that's in the long cartoon. What your child think of your family and what your child think of you is all in the cartoons, okay? Geico, for insurance, okay? Toilet paper, you got a little bear wiping his little butt with the toilet paper, all right? Okay? But the cartoons are very important. That's backdoor to their programming. You think the little children, 2-3 years old, understand nutrition? No, but they know Tony the Tiger. And they go, as soon as they see Tony the Tiger, I want that, I want that. Why? That's because they've been programmed for Tony the Tiger. The suit news guy got the little nose with the bird. You know, they see the little bird, I recognize the bird. They don't know that cereal, there's more nutrition in the box. They don't know that. Eating the box with milk is more nutrition than the cereal. Something to think about, eh? Yeah, come on. But the children don't understand nutrition. They know that cartoon character. That's what they know, and that's what they're bouncing off of. They're bouncing off the cartoon character, right? So if you want copies, okay, of my CD. Don't have a cartoon for you, but I'll make up one so that when you see it, the cartoon will be there dancing so you can make you want to buy my CD. So I can go into your program and get you to buy my CD and get out, you know? But I'm telling you, once I get in, I ain't getting out. I'm going to be there with you. I'm your boy, you know? Okay? So what I'm saying is that we're bringing you out of the unconscious state that you're in, okay? Well, I shouldn't say that either because everybody, all of us is conscious. That's a misnomer. We're all conscious, all right? It's just knowing and not knowing. That's what's going on. And what we're trying to do is just give you more information about some of the things, talking points that you can have that you might not have gotten before, that you might not have heard before. Every religion on the planet tells you you were created. At that point, they're all the same. There's no difference in them. As long as they tell you was created, that locks your mind, that locks your brain into a less than and not equal perspective. And once you're less than and not equal to something, you're always looking for that greater something to help you out, to help you do things, okay? But what we're telling you is that the universe works for you because of who you are. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to that made person. Let's deal with that. All right? The uncaused cause. At one time, only that energy existed. That's the only thing existed was that energy. So if the uncaused cause was going to make something, it would have to be made out of the energy that exists. Like your mother and your father. They made you out of the energy that existed. That's what the uncaused cause did. Made you out of the energy that existed. So you are actually an extension of source energy, not a creation of source energy. You are a divine being. You are a God. Psalms 82. That's what I like about it. I like the Bible because I understand the Bible. I know how to read this thing. Psalm 82, you are God, children of the Most High. Don't say Most High God. I listen to some of the preachers out there talking about the Most High God. Read your book. It don't say that. It say children of the Most High. Okay? Not Most High God. Because the source energy is not God. You're God. I know that's hard because somebody wants something else. We get in the habit, we want someone else to do things for us. That's not how this thing works. Okay? Once you put a plan in motion, the universe, through action and reaction, works diligently preparing things so that as you're traveling on that journey, what you need will be there when it's time for you to have it. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. What you need will be there when it's time for you to have it. All right? So don't fret. Don't worry about the same thing. I'm telling you the same thing they're telling you. Don't fret. Don't worry about it. Just because you don't know or you don't understand because you're in touch with the universe, but you don't know exactly how the universe is going to pull this thing on through action and reaction because there's so much out there that has to be manipulated and changed for that thing that you want to be successful to come about, then it's mind-boggling. You need a computer to figure it out. Or should I say you need an AI, artificial intelligence, because just a regular computer can't figure it out. You need intelligent energy. That's what AI is. AI is intelligent energy. And the intelligent energy has been there all along. You follow what I'm saying? Think about it. Well, how can intelligent energy be here all the time? Take your laptop or your computer, unplug it. What's it going to do? It's going to do nothing. Because the intelligent energy that makes it do what it does is no longer there. Electricity is intelligent energy, man. All energy is intelligent, right? The little ants, the cows, the dogs, the rats, all energy is intelligent. We, at the top of the food chain, have the technology where we do not have to murder and slaughter mad cow, mad dog, mad snake, mad rat. We don't have to slaughter anything. These people that are unconscious, they'll eat anything with two legs, four legs. Anything that's breathing air, they'll eat it. I put it like that. I don't care what it is. Scorpions, they eat anything, I'm going to say. You look on YouTube, look at some of these markets. Man, they got all kinds of crazy animals out there that they're eating. No animal is safe on the planet to an unconscious person. No animal is safe. And if you get in a situation like the people that got stuck on the mountain up there in the snow, you eat each other. Well, if I'm stuck on a mountain in the snow and somebody freezes to death, I don't know. I might take a bite out of crying myself. But that's something to think about. One in a million situations. Very few people will be in that situation. So I'm saying, the first one already froze to death. Well, cut off a chunk and not, you cut off a couple of fingers and know them. Well, you're alive, but they're already dead. So what are you going to do? You know, I'm just saying, I'm not telling everybody to start being cannibals. That's not what I'm saying, you know. We're too conscious for that, to consume another conscious entity, you know. All energy is conscious. Anything that hunts for its food should not be consumed by God. Okay? I'm going to say it again. Anything that hunts for its food should not be consumed by God. Right? That would make your life area. Don't turn out there. A life area. Okay? You don't eat anything that hunts for its food. It's where you're eating vegetables. Okay? But you can eat the egg because the egg is not going, the egg is not fertile. If that chicken egg is not fertile, you can eat that. It ain't going to never turn into a chicken. There ain't nothing conscious coming out of that egg. Okay? They don't have the roots in and out to fertile the egg. Okay? Egg is good to eat. I'm not saying how healthy it is for you, but you can eat that sucker, you know? Cow's milk. So I don't want to eat cow's milk. Yeah, cow's milk ain't that. And it's not the greatest thing for you because your body wasn't designed for cow's milk. Okay? Well, actually, let me stop that. This body is designed to eat anything. You can eat anything, you know? But certain things prolong your life and certain things shorten your life. That's what we're going on to. So I can't say the body's not designed to eat or to drink milk. This body's designed to eat. This body's designed to survive. You know what I mean? We can cut the bark off a tree and eat that if we had to. You know, I'm just saying, you know? So this is what we have to keep in mind. Once you realize who you are, everything changes. Once you realize where your power is coming from, everything changes. All right? This is what we're talking about. We're going to get you to where you have to go. One way or another, we're going to be dropping this information. We're going to be on the air every day. We're going to be dropping this information. And the call-in number is, now if you listen to this, if you're going to the archives and listen to this, write this number down. Because sometimes I throw the wrong number out there, and I got to be more careful about that. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. That's the call-in number. That's going to be the call-in number. So if I put on the air a different number, I didn't screw it up, okay? And if you call that number, that new number I put out there, and it says there's no show today, go back to the number that I'm giving you right now. This is going to be the number. Sometimes I screw up and put the wrong number out there. Okay. But the number is 516-453-9230. That's the number, okay? Sometimes I just hit the wrong button, and I might change one of the numbers around, you know. But you have the number. This is our number. This number's going to be here. We're going to be here every day at 7 o'clock, okay? I'm going to be texting. I don't think my texting went out today, but I'm going to be texting every day, 7 o'clock, Elohim Speaks, Bible 2.0, all right? That's what we're going to be doing, okay? And we're going to start at the beginning. I like teaching Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John because they drop the keys to understand the rest of the book. But we're going to take you through the whole book because there's some things in there you need to know. As far as how the 1% are getting their information, how they become so powerful so quickly? What are they doing? You know, the first thing that they're doing is learning how to control slaves. Okay, they have to learn how to control their slaves first. Wednesday, and this phone is going crazy, but I think I'm still hooked up here, you know. Once they control their slaves, then they try to find a way to control your slaves. That's how they become quite so powerful, right? But if you can control your slave and find others that control their slave, okay, the prisons are shut down, okay? You won't need no huge police force out there. You don't need all these armies and tanks and all this stuff floating around. Now, you do need to keep developing the weaponry, especially on the atomic level and all that, because you're going to need that energy to access some of these ships to take you off the planet. You got to go off the planet. That's a must. That's what this, basically what this whole thing is all about, getting off this planet, doing a job that was that our ancestors set up for us, maintaining the solar system and stuff. Maintaining the solar system. You're supposed to be maintaining the solar systems, you know? We run around talking about, yeah, well, I'm an African, I'm a Frenchman, I'm an Indian, and I'm a congressman. No, you are gods of the universe. You're not even indigenous to this planet, okay? When you talk about, I'm from Africa, no modern man or woman is from this planet. I'm telling you right now, you'll get to this conclusion one day. But no modern man or woman is indigenous to this planet. And the way you look now is the way you look all the time. There is no evolution for you, okay? They tried to take this, the indigenous people from the planet and grow them into modern man. No. They look the same way they did now as they did millions of years ago, okay? We're talking about Squat Yeti, Sasquatch, the original names of the people. I need to go in and research it. What the original people called themselves, you know, that were here when we got here in our ships. Hello, when we came here in our ships, you know, you're looking for ET. You go look in your mirror, and you found ET. Oh, you're ET, okay? And because you're a god and you can manipulate source energy for your own purpose, you have no limit. There's not a coincidence that yesterday, in the 30s, they didn't go in and cut no TV on. There was no TV. All right? Now you can just flip a button. You got TV. You got TV on your phone. You got TV on your watch. You got TV every day. But there was no TV. How can we do so much? Every 10, 15 years, we keep growing and growing and making stuff. There's no limit. There's no limit to God. You don't have a limit, okay? You're supposed to be living 1,000 years. You're going to be living that long once you constantly wake up, okay? My job is to bring a diet in so that you can at least stay here for 200 years, you know, without a walker. Looking like an old dried-up prune, wrinkly, and you can't, you know? But it's got to be a diet to keep that from going on. If we're supposed to be living for 900 years, something wrong with the way we're eating, man, you know? Something wrong with what we're eating. Once you realize that you're God and you're consuming certain energy and you're not eating conscious entities, that will help you a lot. You know, the vegan guys or the vegetarians, they're on the right track. You know, they're on the right track. Well, I'm a lifearian. I'm not vegan or vegetarian because I will eat an egg and I'll drink cow's milk. Not that much. Very seldom do I drink cow's milk. But I will eat egg. Well, very seldom do I eat egg. I mostly eat egg. I can eat eggs that have eggs in it. But I don't try to eat eggs sunny side up and over easy and scrambled in the morning. I don't do that because just because you can eat a thing, that means you have to do certain things in moderation. The things that are not good for you, you have to do it in moderation. Oil, I'm gonna say this right quick. But this we're not talking about health, but every week. Every day, I'm going to give you a few things about health every day. Oil, the body does not process oil. It pushes it out through the skin. Your kids out there with all the pimples and all that, cut back on your oil and greasy food. Cut back on your greasy food. And just, you know, wash yourself like you're supposed to. And those pimples and stuff will go away. All that will go away, okay? If you're working out with things on your skin, You know, stay away from the mushrooms. Stay away from the fungus, okay? Because that's what a lot of stuff that's breaking out in your skin is coming from the fungus. You stay away from the fungus and you'll be fine, okay? That's what's going on. So I'm just here to tell you a couple of things. The most important message, all right? I'm a messenger now. The most important message that I can give you is that you were not created. And freedom means control. You want to know how free you are? Look around and see how much control you have over your life. You want to know who's trying to control your slaves? Look around and listen. And when somebody tell you that you're not, that somebody else is in control, they are trying to control your slaves. That's what they're trying to do. And they're building these big institutions and people sleeping on the street. Talking about hundreds of millions of dollars so that you can come in and sit around and talk. And the neighbor right down the street is sleeping on the pavement. All right? You're spending $100 million to fix up a facility so people can come in and sit down and get your message, and you can live in a $5 million house and buy your jets and stuff. And your neighbor right down the street is sleeping on the ground. Nowhere to go. Can't get medical help. Something's wrong with this picture. All right? So we have to come up with a system. Well, we already have a system. Tronicalism, that's the system that we come up with. And that's going to be a system that's going to help us take care of the poor, get these people off the street. You know, it's little by little. It's going to take a little time. We're beginning the process now, okay? When you see these colors out there, black, brown, red, yellow, white, you'll know that we're here for peace, okay? We're going to talk about what peace is one day, too. Ugh, boy, once you realize what peace is, you're going to think twice when you hear somebody say peace, you know? But we're here to bring peace to the planet. We're here to stop the killing, the violence, and the murder. And people ask me, well, do you have an enemy? I don't have an enemy. I don't have any enemies. Personally, I don't have an enemy. Okay? But there are people who perceive me as an enemy, don't even know me. Don't have a clue who I am. But they perceive me as an enemy. So I have to be careful when I go in these areas, okay? Let's say I call myself a Christian. I'm not going to areas where the Muslims are fighting Christians. I got to be careful. Even though I'm a Christian that don't believe in what they're fighting for, because I'm a Christian, I have to be careful because people see me as an enemy because of who I am, all right? If I'm a Muslim, and you know, the same thing. I'm going to Christian areas. I got to walk softly. I carry a big stick. I got to walk softly, you know, because somebody perceives me as an enemy, even though they don't know that the Quran is not about that, nor the Bible. The Bible or the Quran is not about that. But there's stories in there, the way the stories are set up, they can twist you around backwards and forward, just like we're talking about in the beginning when they said, let's make man, okay? Didn't say let's create a man. Said, let's make man in our image. Didn't they do the word create, and they kept using the word create, create, create over. They took the word man out and put the word create in there. Okay? But the word should have been made all the way through. You don't say, well, I'm going ahead and make a cake. Then you start talking about what you're creating. I'm creating this. I'm saying, no, you're making a cake. You're not making something from nothing. The flour's already here. The egg's already here. All that stuff is already here. So you're not creating anything. You're making stuff. Okay? Well, we only got about 90 seconds. But I want to say, go on Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com. Look up at Elohim Christ. Christ is common. You can buy my CD. Okay? It costs around $10. But you want to support us, go and buy my CDs. It's called The Crisis Come. I produced it, wrote all the music, I'm singing, background, everything else, and I have a little help from a friend of mine, Thomas Stewart, and he helped me out with some of the background, some of the songs. Very good, brother. But you want to support? Go to Amazon and buy that record, okay? Go to CD Baby, right? You can go to CD Baby. You just want to download one song or something, just $1 just to download one song. Go to CD Baby, you can download the song, okay? This is Elohim Speaks. The call in number is 516-453-9230. You can call. We're going to be here every day at 7 o'clock. All right? Now, if I text you, those of you on the internet, and you're checking me out on the internet, you see this number. This is the number. All right? So we will talk to you again tomorrow. Okay? Peace. Much love, guys.